KSL, Salt Lake City, Utah. This is Lieutenant Larry Freeman in London, bringing you a combat thrill, the most exciting moments of aerial warfare experienced by the fighter pilots of the United States 8th Air Force. Though the thrills and chills of these fighting men of the sky are many and varied, there is always one which tops the rest, one which they will forever remember as their biggest combat thrill. Today we have the story of 1st Lieutenant Roland R. Wright of Blackfoot, Idaho. Lieutenant Wright is a squadron operations officer with the 357th Fighter Group and wears the Air Medal with 5 oak leaf clusters. He's destroyed a Messerschmitt 109 and a Messerschmitt 262 in air combat. Before enlisting in the Army Air Forces, Lieutenant Wright was a radio instructor at Utah State College in Logan and served 2 years as a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And now here's the P-51 Mustang fighter pilot to tell you of his greatest combat thrill.
It happened when our squadron was escorting bombers to the Munich area in about the worst weather I've seen. We were our group's roving patrol that day and started upstairs in nothing flat when we saw a couple of jet contrails high. In typical jet fashion, one of the Messerschmitt 262s climbed and the other dived. I broke down with our squadron CO and my wingman, using plenty of precious gasoline as we stalked this jet along the deck. He was getting low on fuel, I think. I followed him across an airfield, and his flak trapped my wingman. He bailed out, and I headed into a couple of dead flak bursts to confuse the jury gunners and save my skin. There were other bursts exploding over me.
How'd you keep from getting hit?
I kept low under their fire.
And what about the jet?
He made a turn, and I cut him off. I fired a long burst from my 6 machine guns, but was overleading him and didn't see any strikes. I corrected with a burst of 100 rounds into the jet. It bellied into the ground, burning. I later learned that the field was a jet experimental station.
And that's what's meant by good shooting.
That was just the beginning. My gas gauge registered only 75 gallons, and we were deep in Germany. To top that, the weather was plenty bad west of us, with an overcast up to 26,000 feet.
And that was a jam. What did you do?
I met our squadron CO and another pilot over a little lake, and we climbed up and over the overcast. Heading west, we ran into scattered snowstorms. Our oxygen started to give out, and down we came into the soup.
That was double trouble. How'd you get out of it?
With ice forming on our wings, we picked our way through the soup on instruments. I was on my last tank of gas, and Major Richard A. Peterson, the squadron CO, told me to bail out if my engine started to sputter.
Did you bail out?
Pete, my CO, super pilot that he is, found a hole in the clouds, and below a former Luftwaffe airfield made to order. With the gas gauge registering zero, my engine quit just before I put my wheels down and landed. I felt like kissing the earth and Pete after those mad 6.5 hours in the air.
What an escape. I suppose the French gave you a royal reception.
Royal is right. A French infantry outfit stationed there and the civilians treated us like kings the 5 days we were storm-bound in the Dijon area. On arriving back at our base in England, I learned that one of my squadron buddies had nailed the other jet we saw that stormy day.
That really was an incredible affair. Congratulations, Lieutenant Wright, for the fine work and the best of luck to you and your squadron in the future. Today's combat thrill has been told to you by 1st Lieutenant Roland R. Wright of the 8th Air Force and Blackfoot, Idaho. This is Lieutenant Larry Freeman speaking from London and returning you now to KSL in Salt Lake City, Utah. This program was transcribed for the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service of the 8th Air Force.